Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1993, David J. Bosco.
Now, this is an application of David J. Bosco to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a paintball park to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 5.1345 acres more or less, land lying east of Road 600, 1,760 feet north of Road 597. The 911 address is 14639 St. Johnstown Road, and the property is identified as tax map 430, map 8, parcel 9.02. I passed down a copy of the site plan. We received a support facilities report from DelDOT. They indicated that a traffic impact study is not required. And from the Sussex County Engineering Department, utility planning, the site is not in a proposed or current county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. It is in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1. Conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study or undertaking an amendment will be required. The proposed use is not in an area where Sussex County has a schedule to provide sewer at this time, and a concept plan's not required. And that was signed by John Ashman, and that's all we received to date, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you, and I'm betting that you're Mr. Bosco.
Chairman and Commission, yes, I'm Dave Bosco. I live at the 911 address. We submitted the information that you asked for, and if you have any questions, be glad to answer.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anybody has any, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
Where do you plan on operating the paintball? So is it just on the field to the left of your house?
Yes. It's on the left side of the driveway that goes in. It circles at the bottom. It'd be on the left side.
So you're
parking
talking about
will be on the circle.
Where the barn is?
Yes.
And will the barn be part of the...
No, it will not.
Paintball, but this is where the participants will...
Yes.
...participate in it.
You have the barn, and then between the barn and the roadway, that's where we actually have goats. Mm-hmm. That is not part of... We're not using that as part of it. It is the part around the barn.
Hey, why don't you, just come around here for a minute and just point right on here on this drawing and show us where that is, where you want to do that.
Here's the barn.
Okay.
This is the entrance off the road.
Okay.
Okay. It'll be one field.
Okay.
And then this here will be another field.
So you will come out to
can
the
we
road.
Draw on one of those? Just if do we have a pen or something where he could mark that up? Because we're never going to get that in the record without somebody marking up on these site plans.
Let me make sure I understand what you're saying before we start marking.
One field here.
All of this here and this here.
Stop there at that
what you tell me?
Okay. Are you going to go all the way to the road here
no,
where the goats
no,
are?
It's going to be, no. This here.
We got to make sure we get this on the record. So
I'm going to give you the pen.
Okay.
You can draw.
Right here. This is where the goats are.
Okay.
We're not using this.
How about this here? That's a field?
This is a field here. I can write on here?
Yeah.
Yes, please do.
Hope so.
You're creating your record.
Yeah.
And then right here.
This one.
This
so here, what we're talking about is this onto here?
Yes, right along to the shed.
To the shed. And then down here?
Yes.
And across. Up this way and to the shed, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. At some point, we got to get this back to where we're having a hearing and not a meeting. You know.
I was thinking if we'd held it up, he could have hit it with a paintball gun.
Yeah.
here, and here.
We're not good as aimers.
Okay.
It's close.
And how many people come
That's
to
what it is,
something
guys.
Like this?
Yeah.
Normally.
I'll see.
On a day, you probably have about 10 to 15 people.
That could be engineering without a license, too.
I can't guarantee that it's going to be restricted to 10 to 15 people, but that's normally what it is. It could be more, but I mean, it just depends.
And
where would they park?
On the drawing that you have, I believe the parking should be on there. If not, it is around the circle at the bottom of the driveway.
This circle?
Yes.
So they're going to, so everything's going to happen in the back of the property is what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
So they're going to come in, park in this area, go to the fields?
Yes. That's where the entrance is. Everything's to the back.
Okay. And how often are you going to run this?
It's going to be open Saturday and Sunday.
And the times?
Is 11 to 6.
Are you planning on any lighting or anything?
We weren't planning on it, no.
Have you spoken to any of your neighbors or anything about?
Believe it or not, we
rural area there.
Believe it or not, we have no neighbors. This 5 acres sits within 250 acres that is owned by family. So all the land that you see around this property belongs to my girlfriend's parents.
So the family's okay, I would assume.
Yes, yes. They're
we'll
helping.
Find out. We'll see if they're here tonight.
Left them at home.
Are you planning on a sign?
Yes, 4x8. There is an existing sign now out front that has the farm name on it. It'll be placed right where that is.
And what kind of employees are you thinking you're going to have?
Probably 3.
That's all the questions I have at this point.
Okay, Mr. Johnson?
So for the benefit of the commission, could you explain a little bit of how you envision this operating? I know you're talking about the hours and maybe 3 employees, but are you going to be utilizing any of these buildings that you currently have, either the pole shed, the block building, I see 3 different sheds and the barn?
They're all not in the plot where the fields are.
So they won't be a part of the...
No, we're not using the... We're not using the barn. It's actually the fields. We have netting that goes up around the fields. That's basically where everything takes place.
So what you're saying is you're going to have netting that's going to encompass all this area?
Yes, you have to have netting. It has to do with insurance reasons. It's to keep the paintballs from going past the area that
and
you need to
keep. That go by.
Exactly, but people also.
Yeah. So are you? What's the layout going to be? Are you talking about bringing in abandoned cars, the hide behind, or
no?
You're gonna have people standing shooting at each other.
We have what they call inflatable bunkers, which okay. look like big balloons.
Okay.
That is going to be in one field. In another field, we get with the old wooden electric spools. From Delaware Co-op, and like pallets and stuff like that. No actual built structures with roofs or anything like that. These are just obstacles. But no cars. We want this to look nice. We don't want it to. Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to have an office or something like that where when people show up? I assume you're looking for groups of people.
Yes.
Primarily, rather than just individuals that might show up. So if I and a bunch of buddies want to go shoot at each other, we could do it with paint.
We have, we keep the paint stored in the house to keep it temperature controlled. Otherwise, everything is stored in the very back of the drawing of the block building.
Uh-huh.
We have a little storage facility there that we can pull stuff out of.
Okay, so that any use of the buildings would be for storage then?
Yeah, such as, no.
And what about restroom facilities for?
We're looking into porta potties.
Porta potties?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the maximum number of people you could envision handling at one time?
We could probably handle up to probably 45, 50 playing at one time. Do we expect to have that? No. No, not at one time. It's too many people. Square footage wise, according to rules and regulations of the Paintball Association, we actually have that possibility, but it's not something that we could man. We don't have enough people.
So you're a member of one of these paintball associations?
The paintball associations have rules, and we have to abide by them when we get our insurance, which we are insured now. So there's rules that we have to follow once we start the field.
And what's the name of your association?
It's the National Paintball Association.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions at this point, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Bosco. You mentioned storage of supplies. Do you plan to have any retail? Like if I were to show up there, could I purchase goggles from you or guards?
You can. We sell some stuff on the internet, but there's a lot of stuff that we don't have. We have your everyday stuff because that's what we use to play. A lot of the used stuff, we can sell those. We do have a retail license, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you would have to order that I can get, but I don't have on hand. There's just way too much to be able to do that.
Okay.
So a lot of stuff would be in boxes. There would, you know.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bosco.
Okay. Mr. Ross.
You're not going to use the goats for target practice, right?
No.
Now. No. Goats are safe.
Okay. There are pets.
No questions.
Also keep the grass down.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Okay. Council.
None, thanks.
All right, sir. Mr. Bosco, if you would just take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1993, David J. Bosco? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1993? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.